A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
ASL's Unrivaled. ASA. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions, candid answers, nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
Sorry, I'm just staring at the screen in disbelief here. As the Jazz have been absolutely ripped off these last few minutes in overtime by the referees in this game. My heavens. I mean, that's – listen, deceptions you tell yourself in sports. Scott, I'll go first. Lies I told myself today. I just want to get this off my chest. The lie I told myself today. This game doesn't matter that much to me. How many times have we not cared about this 76ers – when the Jazz are on the road playing the 76ers over the last, I don't know, 10 years, I have beyond not cared. Like, it's just, it's one of those, you go, show me the box score after the game, right? Just give me the news of what happened after the game. And in this game, it's an absolute barn burner, and it's been such a good game, but the Jazz have been ripped off, in the second half.
Donovan Mitchell's shooting 10 for 22.
Yeah, he's not doing well. And Joel Embiid is like doing his usual like maximum efficiency. But these refs are
look, they've had a chance to win.
I don't want to sound like that guy at the game that you hate who goes, "Okay, sure, the refs did it."
All right.
But Donovan Mitchell's just been ejected, buddy.
But here's the thing.
Donovan Mitchell just got thrown out of the game, Scott.
That's fine.
See, and guess what? This game, I don't care about this game. Are you kidding? Of course I – Donovan just threw the water bucket.
Good. Then maybe, you know, he's mad because he's played terrible. But, look, this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. The Jazz have got to find a way to finish out – to close out games, to close out the season. That's what this is all about. And you got to hit the shots in the clutch moments. That's what makes you a superstar. And that's what the Jazz, you know, so hopefully they look at these last two losses, the New Orleans Pelicans and the 76ers, and they go, what did we do? We had a shot to close out, win the game. We didn't make the shots at the end to win games. That's what they have to do. So for me, yeah, I'm upset. The Jazz still the best record in the NBA.
Right.
Still have a multiple game lead in the West. And everything's in their control. Everything for the rest of the season is in their control.
Here's what is just happening right now. The Jazz are down 129, 123, or 30 seconds. This game's in hand. The 76ers are going to win this game. They've got the ball back. But Donovan Mitchell has just been ejected with his second technical foul in about 2 minutes. But Donovan doesn't get teed up twice. You know what I mean? Like, that just doesn't happen very often. And part of the deal is he felt like he got ripped off these last few minutes. He felt like the calls have gone a lot in the direction of Philadelphia, and I think that anybody with eyeballs watching this game would think the same thing. However, no one cares when you could have wrapped this thing up in regulation. You could have wrapped this thing up in regulation. You had a chance to win at the very end of regulation. You got a three-pointer. Oh, my goodness. I cannot stand to watch Dwight Howard laughing at the Jazz. Like, I can't wait for the playoffs. And right now, what has just been born inside of me, Scott Mitchell, is the desire to take on the 76ers in the NBA Finals. That's all I want now, because this game has absolutely turned in. Again, the deception. Tell me one lie you told yourself about sports today, Scott. Mine was, I don't care about this game. Confession time.
Alex, I learned a long time ago that you just don't lie.
Just be honest with yourself. Yeah. I tried to tell my... No, I actually believed it.
There's my lie right there.
You just lied.
There was my lie. My lie was that, you know...
I'm not going to lie to myself. Yeah, the reality is we get so wrapped up in this stuff, and the Jazz are going into the All-Star break now. They've got 9 games off after this loss, and I hope that it galvanizes them. I hope that they take this loss in Philadelphia tonight, and I hope they just... I wish that we had no All-Stars, too. You know what I mean? I wish the Jazz had no All-Stars, and they could just go home, or they had, you know, they had to hit the beach in Mexico for 3 or 4 days and just think about
the
life,
French
man.
Riviera. It's much more dramatic.
Just beach wherever, in Mexico. Wherever they were going to go on vacation.
Who goes to a beach in Mexico? Seriously. I mean, you've got to be stupid to go there.
I was just saying that I was trying to keep it close, a beach that was close that they could actually fly to, you know. But I'm...
Are you supposed to be asking me a question right now?
I asked you, what was the lie you told yourself? And then you tried to get all high and mighty on me about the...
That was the question?
That was one of the questions, because I was just
Look, my lies are always about my weight. And they are, because I'm overweight. And on Sunday, I came to the realization, Scott, you're lying to yourself. You need to get your behind in gear, and you're overweight.
All right.
Do something about it. Come on.
Scott, the draft is coming up, of course. We were just talking about Zach Wilson and his potential impact, of course, I think BYU fans are going to be watching this draft more closely than they've ever watched, because you could potentially see a BYU guy going, you know, number 2 in the draft. Last time they had somebody in the top 5 was Ziggy Ansah. And it's not as sexy, Scott, when you have a defensive player go in the top 5 of the draft. But –
yeah, it is.
Of a BYU Kidding. Quarterback. Well, come on. With a even you have to admit that a quarterback going in the draft early is pretty cool for your team. So my question is, when you see this, that they're having virtual combine, and then mostly this stuff's happening with pro days around the league, do you look at this? What are things that can actually kill your draft stock at a combine? Because I feel like now Tom Brady and his slow legs moving at that combine, now actually people don't care that much about your 40 time as much as they used to. People don't care about your hand size nearly as much as they used to. They'll try to make a big deal out of it, but what is the deal breaker for your GM for the draft?
Here's the thing with quarterbacks. NFL teams know that a lot of quarterbacks aren't, and a lot of really good quarterbacks are not drafted in the first round. Sure, there have been your John Elways, your Peyton Mannings, guys like that, but there have been a lot of guys, a lot of really, really talented Hall of Fame guys that were not first round draft choice. So you're not like just bent out of shape if you go, oh yeah, I didn't get my quarterback in the first round. You're always trying to find where is the guy kind of waiting off in the wings, and that's a reality. So it's not so much. I think teams are more scared about making a mistake about getting a quarterback in the first round than they are in later rounds. But the thing about the combine and not having it is you don't get to compare everyone together. You know, when you do comparison shopping and you're online and you go and you select like all of the things that are interesting to you and then you put them side by side. When you don't have that side by side from the NFL combine, you're still kind of guessing, is this guy better than that guy? Is he less? Is he more? Is he whatever? And it's really that moment where a guy either stands out or he doesn't. And not having that, I think it's something that could hurt certain players when going into the draft, not being able to say, hey, look at me against everyone else here. You can clearly see I'm better, but not having that hurts them.
Huge games by Tobias Harris, and then their MVP in waiting, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid absolutely showed up Rudy Gobert on the scoring side of things this evening. Rudy, not a good night shooting for him, but Donovan Mitchell leaves the game with 33 points. He was ejected from the game. We'll have more to go when we come back. We've got our MVPs around the corner. Jazz lose 131-123 in Philadelphia going to the break. Still in first place in the West. Still the best record in all of the NBA. But this does not feel good. I don't know how, but it does not feel good. Taking the break here. More to go right here. MVPs are next right here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.